This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Daily corona infection cases in Nepal cross 4,000 again. Health Ministry reports 4,107 new COVID cases. Second dose of varicelle vaccine to be administered from tomorrow. Japan donated AstraZeneca vaccine to arrive in Nepal on Saturday. Ruling coalition finalizing common minimum program today. Nepal Rashtra Bank to continue subsidies for pandemic-hit businesses and fiscal sectors. And lightning strikes in Bangladesh killed 17 at a wedding party. Now the news in detail. The AstraZeneca vaccine donated by Japan to Nepal is expected to arrive in Kathmandu on August 7 and 8, that is on coming Saturday and Sunday. Japan has pledged to donate 1.6 million doses of Japanese-made AstraZeneca vaccines to Nepal. In the first phase, 800,000 doses will arrive on Saturday and Sunday, while remaining doses will be shipped to Kathmandu soon, says a statement issued by the Embassy of Japan on Wednesday. The second dose of varicelle vaccine against COVID-19 is going to be administered from tomorrow. A meeting chaired by Secretary of the Health Ministry, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, decided to give the second dose of varicelle from Friday, which is tomorrow. According to the Department of Health Services, people above 55 years age who had already been vaccinated with first dose of the vaccine would receive the second dose. The second dose vaccination campaign would run till 8th of August. The ministry has also urged people remain to be vaccinated to register their names in the ministry's website www.mohp.gov.np. The website once again www.mohp.gov.np. The Ministry of Health and Population has said people in Manang and Mustang districts have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Speaking at a press briefing yesterday, joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, informed that the government was preparing to launch a door-to-door vaccination campaign, saying at present the government had been managing vaccination, prioritizing the risk groups. Meanwhile, the government is leading a campaign for extensive mask use with the slogan of "I wear mask" and also motivate others to do so. Following the relaxation of prohibitory orders, people have undermined their risk of the pandemic. Thus, the government is running the campaign from the 7th to 13th of August. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 4,107 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. As per the latest update of the ministry, 1,535 corona patients recovered from the infection yesterday itself. The ministry also recorded 35 additional COVID-related deaths, taking the total death toll to 9,957 in the country. The task force of the ruling coalition is finalizing the common minimum program of the government today. Member Secretary of the Task Force, Kesab Raj Joshi, said the meeting scheduled for today would submit the report to the top leaders, giving the common minimum program a final shape. The five-party alliance had formed the task force to help the government in its operation. The CPNUML has demanded the government correct its decision of scrapping the land issue resolving commission. Issuing a press statement yesterday, UML spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gewali demanded the immediate correction of the government's decision, saying the decision has hit the people's expectations and rights. The government had decided to scrap the land issue resolving commission on Tuesday. The National Assembly has endorsed the Statistics Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat and Yogmaya University Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of the Prime Minister, forwarded the bills in National Assembly meeting yesterday for endorsement. Minister Karki also presented the 30th annual report of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority in the meeting on behalf of the Prime Minister. Likewise, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Bompa Busal presented Electricity Bill 2077 Bikram Samvat in the National Assembly meeting. Meanwhile, speaking at the special hour of the meeting, lawmakers demanded the government make the facts about the Dachula incident public. Lawmakers Naren Kaji Shrestha, Anita Depkota, among others, suggested the government address the issue through diplomatic talks with India, saying the preliminary studies found the involvement of the Indian Border Security Force, SSB, in the Dachula incident. Lawmaker Ramesh Jangrayamaji demanded the government provide vaccines against coronavirus to all Nepali going for foreign employment. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has said it will continue the subsidies given to pandemic-hit businesses and fiscal sectors if the third wave of the COVID-19 hits the country. Speaking at a meeting of the Finance Committee of the Parliament yesterday, Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari said the subsidies would continue if the third wave of the COVID-19 affected the businesses and other such fiscal sectors. Informing the Finance Committee about the preparation for the upcoming monetary policy, Governor Adhikari pointed towards ever-increasing trade deficit and suggested for banning imports of some less essential goods. Finance Minister Janardan Sharma has pledged to move ahead in collaboration with concerned stakeholders to solve problems seen in the national economy. Unveiling a magazine published by Nepal Economic Journalist Society yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma emphasized on the need of collaboration between the government and private sectors for economic development in the country. Ambassador of Japan to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, paid a courtesy call on State Minister of Health and Population, Umesh Shrestha, at the Health Ministry yesterday. On the occasion, Ambassador Kikuta congratulated State Minister Shrestha for his appointment and discussed the anti-COVID-19 vaccine support to Nepal from the Government of Japan. State Minister Shrestha thanked the Japanese government for the vaccine support. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरू फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओए वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has called for a suspension on booster vaccines for COVID-19 until at least the end of September. WHO Chief Dr. Tedros said a pause would allow for at least 10% of the population in every country to be vaccinated. A number of nations, including Israel and Germany, have announced plans to administer a third dose, which they call the booster dose, which is different from the booster dose called in Nepal and India, which is just the second dose. But Dr. Tedros has warned poorer nations are falling behind. According to the WHO, low-income countries have only been able to administer 1.5 doses for every 100 people due to a lack of supply. Dr. Tedros said that there needs to be a reversal and that the majority of vaccines should go to lower-income countries. Lightning strikes at a wedding party in Bangladesh have killed at least 17 people. Officials said the group had just left a boat at the riverside town of Shibganj to take shelter from the thunderstorm when the lightning struck. The groom has been injured in the incident. It is reported that several bolts struck within a few seconds of each other in the incident site. Now the update on Tokyo Olympics. In the ongoing Tokyo Olympics, China has remained at top with 32 gold, 22 silver and 16 bronze medals. The United States of America is in the second position with 25 gold, 31 silver and 23 bronze medals. Similarly, host country Japan is in the third position with 21 gold, 7 silver and 12 bronze medals. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province number 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Far Western province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Daily corona infection cases in Nepal cross 4,000 again. Health Ministry reports 4,107 new COVID cases. Second dose of Verocell vaccine to be administered from tomorrow. Japan donated AstraZeneca vaccine to arrive in Nepal on Saturday. Ruling coalition finalizing common minimum program today. Nepal Rashtra Bank to continue subsidies for pandemic hit businesses and fiscal sectors. And lightning strikes in Bangladesh kill 17 at a wedding party. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, please do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.